We are ready to go. Thank you.
Thank you. I call to order the regular meeting of the Oceana Community Service District Board of Directors for Wednesday, January 26th. You please call the roll.
Yes, Director Gibson.
Here.
Director Austin.
Here.
Director Oplogle.
Here.
Vice President Villa.
Here.
And President White.
Here. Okay, shall we all try to manage the flag salute? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to and the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all. Thank you. Agenda review. Have anything needs changing? Any order? Any?
I see nothing.
Entertain a motion.
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Been moved in second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carries 5-0. Thank you. Moving on. Excuse me. Moving on to public comment on matters not on the agenda. Ms. Casiola, do we have anyone yet?
No, and right now, just a reminder, the public hits *9 on the phone or the raise hand button in the middle of your screen down at the bottom. And with that, President White, I have no hands raised.
Okay, thank you. We will then move on to special presentations and staff reports, and we'll move right to Utility Service Manager Tony Maricino. I believe he's on the line.
Good evening, Board. Tony Maricino, Utility Systems Manager. So we're continuing to do our daily rounds, our weekly and monthly samples. We had 7 work orders, 8 USAs, 5 customer service calls. We had 3 after-hour call-outs, 2 of them were for turn-ons, and 1 of them was for a sewer lateral on Honolulu. We completed meter reads, and after meter reads, we had re-reads, leak notifications, and common codes. We got inspected by the County Environmental Health regarding the hazardous material business plan. We're still doing trash pickups, and we just started doing lock-offs for no payments, and we are currently replacing meters after the meter reads that needed to be replaced. Lopez is currently at 30.1% full, which is 14,850 acre feet. Any questions?
Any questions from anyone?
No. And so we're not cutting people any slack on their not paying their bills anymore because of COVID?
That got lifted. That is correct.
Lifted by the district or by the state or?
Yes, the moratorium on shutoffs ended December 31st, 2021. But the policy that our district has in place is people can enter into payment plans if they need to. So if they have, outstanding bills, we can extend those for up to a year, and they can make a payment plan for those. So some have agreed to enter into those payment plans. Others chose to pay off their balances. And it's been very beneficial that we have credit card payments available now. That was very helpful this time around. So currently, I think there's only about 5 left that are currently off, and that's probably because they're vacant or vacation homes. People haven't been back yet to those houses.
Okay, thank you.
I guess moving on then, if there's no more questions, to Board of Directors reports and outside committees. Vice President Villa, you're first. Unmute you.
Oops. Would you like a general manager's report?
Oh, I was doing so good. Yes, general manager's report.
I'll try not to be too long. So we got some good news from the state. You probably heard state water allocation was increased from 0% to 15% because of the rainstorms that were hit the state during the last half of 2021. So that's good news because for our county, if we get a 20% allocation, that means San Luis County can provide all the state water subcontractors their full allocation without dipping into storage that in San Luis Reservoir. We were okay even at 0% allocation because they could deliver out of that storage. But now with a 15% allocation, they can deliver our normal allocation. And the final allocation will come sometime in the spring, depending on how much rain is received over the next couple months. So hopefully it increases even more, but if not, we're still in good shape. We've been working pretty extensively recently with our demographer, preparing for our process for map drawing for the divisions in our district for elections. So I just wanted to lay out some timelines for you. So at our February 9th meeting, and we're going to have a presentation from our demographer on how to draw and submit maps from the public. So that would be maps of our board election divisions. So he'll be with us on the February 9th meeting. The last day for the public to submit maps will be February 25th, 2022 at 5 p.m. And then the public hearings to review any map submittals and to select the final map will be held March 9th and March 23rd. And so we're mailing out a public notice in both English and Spanish to all our customers of record with this month's water bill, which will go out either Friday or Monday. And then we'll also post those public notices in the normal spots and post on our website and Facebook pages. So hopefully we'll get some map submittals from the public for you to consider, along with maps from our demographer. Okay, I think that's all I have to report. Any questions?
Yeah, this is Director Gibson. So we're receiving on February 9th from the demographer information, and then two meetings in March that are for public meeting?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
And one more item I forgot to let you know. The public comment period for the contract changes for our Zone 3 water supply contract is out. So that's good news. That's the contract changes that are going to allow us to have storage rights in Lopez. So that process is moving forward. So once that process goes through, hopefully we'll have some contracts for your board to consider mid-2022. That's kind of exciting for us. That will help us really manage our water supplies better.
So are you having interest from other districts or agencies?
So we've been contacted on water sales?
Yeah.
We've been contacted by Arroyo Grande. They expressed some interest. They would like to wait until the contract changes are complete before entering into a contract to purchase more water, because that gives them some confidence that they're not just going to pay for water that they're not going to get, because they could, once they pay for that water, they can put it into their storage. So we're kind of waiting on them for their timing. I encourage them that we're already under the low reservoir response plan that allows us to store water. So I was kind of encouraging them to consider that and maybe doing it sooner. really it's up to them on when they want to enter into some negotiations.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and well done on the contracts. I know that's been a kind of a long time coming. Thank you. Now we'll move on to Vice President Villa for.
Thank you, President White. I've got a question for the general manager.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't see a hand up, and I'm trying to learn this. Yeah.
The public comment period is open now.
Public comment period is usually after the.
I think on the contract changes, it opens January 28th.
Okay. And will that be, where can members of the public and members of the board find that once it's out?
It's on the County Public Works website. We could post a link to it on our website.
That would be good. Thank you.
And on our Facebook page, we could do that as well.
Anything else? Okay. Let's go on to director reports. Vice President Villa.
Okay. On January 13th and the 20th, the Oceana Advisory Council did meet. We met. And we continue working on our curbs and gutters and sidewalks committee. Also, we did have a couple of project applicants attend our meeting on the 20th, which was the Brinsco and the Valle project. They're both vacation rentals. They were very nice. One of them, the Brinsco, is a brand new construction that they're going to rent out for about 4 years until they then make it their retirement home. So they really are going to be picky about renters there, and want the whole neighborhood and everything, you know, they want to comply to everything because that's where they eventually want to retire. The Via project is a family home there that wants to be converted. They just recently purchased, and they want to convert it to a vacation rental, and it's their first vacation rental that they have purchased. So they also are, want to comply to everything, all the regulations and stuff with vacation rentals. We will be sending in our recommendations on the project, the comments, basically, you know, both of them seem like they were nice applicants and wanting to comply to everything to make the neighborhood there as nice and uniform as possible. We need a vacation rental ordinance soon here in Oceana. We're having a lot of vacation rental applicants. So hopefully soon we will have one. I think Guadalupe just adopted one. Also on January 19th, we had a RWMG meeting, which is a regional water management group meeting, for those who don't know. And it's a local group that deals with water grants. It was a short meeting. Basically, he wanted us to know that we can now submit applications for round two, and that they will be due in September of 2022. that the new guidelines for 2022 for writing the grants are now out. And something pretty cool that they have, they're going to, I guess, because of all this, the COVID situation, they're going to be having workshops to actually, so that you don't have to attend, so that you learn more about the application process. And that was the gist of that meeting.
Thank you. Director Gibson?
Yes, I attended the Zone 3 Advisory Committee on January 20th, and we elected new officers, and then we discussed the budget for 2022-23, and then we had no action items, and we did discuss cloud seeding, and so far they have cloud seeded 7 times, which is quite a few times. They'll continue through March, depending on weather conditions. And at the next meeting, they will give us some of the data and statistics about the rainfall. And that is all. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll go ahead. I attended the regular Five Cities Fire Authority meeting of January 21st. We approved a resolution authorizing the reclassification of our administrative assistant clerk to a full administrative assistant, and with the board with a corresponding increase in salary rate. We approved a resolution affirming eligibility to receive COVID-19 reimbursables from the California Office of Emergency Services. And it's interesting because other agencies are getting this automatically, but small fire departments have to apply. And we also accepted a donation from the Emergency Medical Services Group for a training mannequin designed to train firefighters in giving injections. And that'll lead us to the path of full emergency medical training for some of our staff. Like instead of using EpiPens that we use now, we could be able to just use epinephrine in a bottle and stuff like that. And that was the meeting. And Director Austin?
Yes, I attended the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District meeting. It was my last meeting as the president. We elected a new chair, Mayor Jeff Lee, and then our President White will take over at the next meeting as the Vice President. So the redundancy project is moving along. The weather continues to help in that. None of the rains that we have impacted any of the conditions there. And as of January 14th, the project is 355 days complete of a 900-day schedule. So the current completion date is scheduled for July 12th of 2023. So there's no changes to the schedule or the budget. And the plant does continue to run in a positive manner. That we met all the permit limitations set by the state this last month. One interesting thing is they are now sampling the wastewater for the concentrations of COVID-19 virus. And at the end of this month, we'll have the results of that. It's something they're doing at different plants over the state to see what kinds of the virus, how much of the concentration is in certain areas. So I think that'll be kind of interesting to find out. Other than that, that was about it. We had an emergency repair done for the hot water boiler, and that was there was money budgeted for that, or there was enough money to do that. And that's it. Thank you very much,
Director Poglo. Do you have any reports?
I'd like the record to reflect that I have no report because I have no committee assignments.
Okay. Thank you. Public comment on the staff and board reports, please. There are any?
Yeah, and just a reminder to the public, please hit *9 if you're on your phone. And if you're on your computer or tablet, hit the raise hand button at the bottom right of your screen. I have no hands raised. Thank you.
Okay, so we move on to consent agenda items. I guess I should ask first if we want to consider these all at one time or if we want to move some of them out or change any of them in the order.
And President Austin, may I just jump in real quick? In 7D, I was contacted. I switched on page 32. I wrote Mechanics and then I wrote Chase Bank and it needs to be Mechanics Bank and it needs to be Chase. So on page 32, when we adopt 7D, if we could just go as amended with the correct bank names. I flipped them. I apologize.
Thanks for making that change, Carrie.
I would normally bring it to the meeting. I didn't do that this time. Not feeling that great.
Okay.
Hope you feel better soon, Carrie.
Okay. Comment from the board? Public comment?
And if you could just hit *9 on the phone to raise your hand. And if you could please hit the raise hand button if you have any public comment. And we have no hands raised. Thank you.
I'll make a motion that we approve the consent agenda with one amendment.
Second.
Been moved and second. Roll call, please.
Director Gibson.
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Plogle?
Yes.
Vice President Villa?
Yes.
And President White?
Yes. Yes, yes. Okay, we're moving on to business items, which would be, do we have any business items? Excuse my stupidity.
No.
Okay, then we'll have to move in on to our hearing item, which is our public hearing to consider adoption of a resolution for placing a major measure on the ballot for the June 7th, 2022 election for voters within district boundaries to determine whether to approve an ordinance establishing a special tax for emergency medical and fire protection services. Do we want to start with public comments? That's what's on the agenda.
Yeah, I'll just do an introduction and then you can take public comment.
Thank you.
In consideration by the board. I guess this will be the third meeting in a row we've discussed this item, so I'll try to summarize. Back in December, we brought some options to your board for consideration of what type of special tax we could bring back for placing a ballot measure on the June ballot. Your board elected to place the same flat tax, $180 per parcel annually. On the ballot. So tonight's item is for taking public comment to discuss placing that measure. So tonight really formalizes the action in order to place that special tax measure on the ballot. And we will file that if approved with the county elections official by Friday, which is the deadline. And then that kicks off the schedule for placing it on the ballot for the voters to approve the special tax and really the ordinance that approves the special tax. So this is identical to the measure in 2020. that failed by 10 votes and received over 66% approval by the registered voters in Oceano. And we're here to answer any questions that you or the public might have.
Do we have any public comment?
I have a public.
Yeah.
Just to remind the public, if you please hit *9 on the phone or the raise hand button on your tablet or computer screen. And with that, President White, I have no hands raised.
Nobody?
No hands raised still.
Okay, does anybody from the board have any questions or any comments?
I have no questions or comments. I'm ready to move forward on this.
I have a couple of questions for the board. First, what's changed since 2 years ago that makes you believe that this measure, which failed previously, is going to pass this time?
Vice President Villa, yeah.
That letter that we received from Wade Horton, that's public record, that's in our agenda packet.
Yeah, that's right, Janine. That makes a big difference, I think.
Well, it certainly allows whomever is, well, us or anyone else to indicate that the county is not going to help us in any way. And if we don't go this way, there is no clear pattern of how we would do it, how it could be done to finance fire.
And they will not spend money out of the general fund to help us. And so that means if they need additional monies, they're going to take some of our assets.
Yeah, I think we knew that before. My other question is, if the measure again fails, how much does it need to fail by for this board to respect the will of the voters? I mean, failing by 10 votes was insufficient in 2020. Does it need to fail by 20 votes or 50 votes, or how much would it need to fail by for the board to take the actions that it says it would take and that it said it would take in 2020 if the measure failed?
I have no respect for Director Repogo, and I'm not even going to answer that question.
Well, I just say that 66% of Oceanans wanted
right
that increase in their bills. They accepted that they wanted it. They wanted their fire department. And the few people that voted that didn't support it, including one member of this board, had that not happened, those 10 votes wouldn't have happened. So you're looking for answers. One of your answers is what didn't happen last time, and that's that you didn't support Oceano. When 66% of the registered voters say yes to something, that is not a rejection of our plans.
It is a rejection when it has to pass by 67% of the vote. Measure failed.
You could have voted yes and supported Oceano.
Could have voted yes?
Yeah.
Could have voted yes if it was a more equitable tax, but it wasn't, and it still isn't.
And it will not be cheaper the other way. So,
well, Director, and I would have said, I think
support Oceano or its residents. So I don't even want to discuss this anymore about it.
Well, I will say that I think, Director Repogo, didn't you start at one point to try and figure out a better way to do this? And I've never heard from you of a more comprehensive plan of how another way would work.
That was the square footage based tax was
by the board. But you never went any further in figuring out how we could tell the voters what their specific costs would be.
I believe that was covered at the meeting where the consultant presented the square footage based approach. It's a cents on the dollar measure. You just multiply that value by your square footage of your parcel or your improvements, and that tells you how much you have to pay for the tax. And that's all in the county records. So that's been discussed already.
I think that the letter does make a difference, because the last time the county would not give us a clear number of what they, you know, what the cost would be. And, you know, this time they've really laid it out that three days. And then if we need more, we're going to lose our assets. The other thing on the square footage, in your opinion, who were the winners and losers with that method?
There were fewer winners and losers than with the flat parcel tax that this board is about to put on the ballot, because the burden is spread more equitably, so that the people who are better able to pay it pay a higher amount. Making somebody who's got a 1,000 square foot old house on a tiny lot in downtown pay $180, and that's the same $180 that a giant warehouse has to pay, or a restaurant, or somebody who's got a big modern two-story house. That's not equitable. And I didn't support it in 2020. I don't support it now.
What about people of low income?
People who are not apartments.
Assess based on the value of property. That's against California law. Square footage based tax comes a lot closer to providing a measure of what the property's worth than a flat parcel tax could ever do.
But what about all the apartment dwellers?
It gets divided up amongst all the units. I gave some examples back in 2020, showing, for example, a mobile home park, that the mobile home units would have to pay a little bit more money, not very much, just several dollars, based on my rough calculation, whereas people with large properties, large individual property owners, would be paying more of their share. And based on the worth of the property, we can assume that they would be able to afford it. So it's a more equitable spread. I mean, maybe an apartment dweller has to pay another, you know, small amount of dollars, but, you know, somebody who's in a little old house and has lived there for a long time doesn't have to pay the whole burden of $180. They get something more equitable. So I don't see a rehashing this, because the board majority you've already made up your minds to do exactly what you did in 2020 and exactly what the voters rejected. I've said my
33,
piece.
33% of the voters rejected. Let's be clear about that for once in a while.
That's fine, but the measure failed because it needed 67% to pass, and certain things were supposed to happen. This board was supposed to take certain actions, and it didn't do that. It kicked the can down the road. It deficit spent for two more years to stay in Five Cities Fire Authority at an unsustainable financial level, and now is doing the same exact thing again, which is the definition of insanity. But I said my piece.
Thank you for your help. I entertain a motion then.
I move that we go forward with the resolution. I don't have the number.
You can move staff recommendation.
I move staff recommendation. I think Aline seconded.
Okay. Lane seconded.
Yes, it's been moved and seconded, Karen.
Okay, I didn't hear. I'm sorry. Roll call vote, please.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Vice President Villa?
Yes.
Director Gibson?
Yes.
Director Plogle?
No, and I would like the record to reflect that this is the same inequitable measure that the voters rejected 2 years ago.
Thank you. And then President White?
Yes. Okay. Do we need anything more on this? Okay. Do we have any received written communications or late received written communications?
No.
Future agenda items? Okay, then I will announce the future hearing item on March 9th and March 23. We'll have the creation of a division-based electronic system public hearing.
Electoral.
Huh?
Electoral.
Sorry.
That's okay.
And
I'd rather do the electronic.
Yes. And there's no closed session items. Is there anything else to go before this board tonight?
Nope.
I had one more question about the new districts. Has the census ever finished their information, and how does that coordinate with what we have planned?
Yes, everything is up to date.
Oh, okay. Good.
Where's my hand?
Hey, I make a motion we adjourn.
Wait a minute. Eileen had a question, I think.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's just a comment. I want the public to make sure that they have access to that letter from the county where it states that if they come in and, you know, this doesn't pass, that they will take property assets, property tax, whatever they can. And if they need to take from the general fund, he stated in that letter that then he will deprive other services, take away other services that we are receiving from the county. So that's on page 50 and 51 of our agenda packet. You just scroll down and you could read it, and it's signed by Wade Horton. So specifically stating this is gonna happen. And I think that's gonna be the game changer, that they're not coming in, it's not gonna be free, it's not gonna be better for us, it's taking things from us. And if in the future we wanna become a city, we have less of a chance because we're not even gonna have what we have now. I said keep what we have now.
Cheryl would progress back to the 70s, back to before we were formed as a district.
That's just the way I see it. That's the way I have my personal life. And so that's the way I want my town to handle its affairs, to where we keep what we have. You grow what you have. You don't go back. So I think that letter will be a game changer.
Be very regressive, very regressive for Oceano to go back that way. So I think that we'll get the word out to the public, and I'm confident it will pass.
Good point, Aileen. Good point.
Thank you all. Entertain the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor, we're done for the
evening.
Thank you. Thank you all very, very much. Thank you, Carrie. I hope you get to feeling better.
Good night. I think
we have a raised hand for participants.
Huh?
Do we have a raised hand from a participant or not?
No, that was from
your that was yours, hand. Director Villa. Okay. Or excuse me, Vice President Villa. Yeah, I didn't have
my hand.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys.
Good night.
Okay.
Good night.